أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا. قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين. ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين. واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 80, 81 and 82 of Surah Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam had made the decision that he will keep Binyamin. The brothers pleaded to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, take one of us in his place. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said that is unfair, that is not justice. Allah Ta'ala continues, Allah says, فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. When the brothers despaired regarding Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, obviously it was probably not just once that they went to Yusuf alayhi salam. They could have tried on several occasions, and now they became despondent, they despaired that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is not going to budge. He is not going to take somebody else in the place of Binyamin. So khalasu najiya, they moved to a side from others so that they could now make mashwara, they could have a consultation that what needs to be done. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. The elder one amongst them, we discussed him, either he was Yehuda, or his name was Rubil or Shamun. He was the one that had said to the brothers that you cannot kill Yusuf alayhi salam, rather throw him into a well. So he began to speak and he said that, do you people not know that certainly your father had taken a covenant from you in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat that was regarding Binyamin, that you are going to look after him, you are going to take care of him. And besides that, وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ, and before you also know what you had done with regards to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, how you defaulted with regards to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, you people know all of this. So this is actually a multiplication of misdemeanor on your side, and hence there needs to be something that has to be done. So from my side, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ, I will not leave this land, that is the land of Egypt, حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي, until my father gives me permission to do so. So you people will go back, you are going to explain to him all of this, and if he says I should come back, I will come back. أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges in my favor. Maybe Allah ta'ala will open some way that one benefit would be if I stay here. I can continue pleading to this person, and I can continuously ask him to take me or somebody else in lieu of Binyamin. And in that way, maybe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the way. And hence, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who judge. That is all now in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he gives his brothers an instruction, irji'u ila abikum, go to your father, Yaqub alayhi salam, faqulu ya abana, in a very nice, cordial way, say to him, O our father, inna banaka saraqa, certainly your son has stolen. وَمَا شَهِدَنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا, we cannot give evidence, we cannot be witnesses, but regarding that which we know. So what do we know? We know that the goods, the cup, the goblet had come out from the goods of Bin Yamin, and hence the theft has been alleged to him. So that is what we know, and we know that Bin Yamin is our brother, but this is what has happened over there. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. And with regards to the covenant that we took, we could not be protective over him in every aspect. There may have been moments when he was alone, he's done what he has done, and all of that is now beyond us. So you brothers need to go and explain to our father all of that. Obviously, our father is not going to accept this. He's not going to believe in this. Remember, we've got one crime against him. We said that the wolf, we got one crime against us rather. We said that the wolf had devoured him. We lied. He's probably known the reality and the truth about that. So now we need to reinforce. In the case of Yusuf, there was no evidence. There was nobody in the vicinity. But here there are two forms of evidence. One is, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا, that you may send somebody to Egypt and you may find out the truth and the reality that we are not lying. So they got these forms of backups that they had for themselves. And if it is beyond you to send somebody to Egypt to find out, then there were many caravans that were traveling with us, many other individuals. We were traveling in a group. We've come from Canaan to Egypt. Now these groups of people are going to travel back with us. Obviously, it became the talk of the town that Bin Yamin stole from the king of Egypt, or the Aziz, and hence everybody knows this incident. It is not something that is hush-hush, because the announcement was made, and hence, وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا, and ask the caravans that return with us, ask one of them. Anyone will be able to stand witness, and they will be able to give you the realities of it. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and certainly we are truthful. In other words, in this instance, they felt that they were truthful in what they are saying, in what they are going to tell their father, and hence they had all these types of evidence. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala, will always take his course. Yes, there will be the tadbir, there will be the planning from our side. Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam reinforced and took the covenant from his sons so that they would look after Bin Yamin. But all of that was in the cause of tadbir and planning. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala leaves with us these very great lessons, that we will do what we have to do, we will do what is compulsory upon us to do, but ultimately we will leave everything in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.